Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
How about it? Thursday, getting close. Chilly fall weather, the crispness that's in the air. It's all good, baby, and we're here to pump you up. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Government shutdown, day 30. Greg questioned me the other day when it doesn't coincide with the date of the month, which it won't in November. I'm just going to say it's day 31 plus one, day 31 plus two.
See, I like that's a a creative answer.
Well, I was thinking about it on the way here. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Greg's got you. How are you going to overcome this? He lays challenges out in front of me. Some would call them roadblocks.
But you met it. You met the challenge.
Some would call them holes in the road.
No, that's just driving through Gainesville when you're driving through.
That's
what that is.
That's what it was.
That's not me. That's commission.
So, yeah, you probably heard news top of the hour. Game six is going to be going on with the World Series because the Blue Jays, the underrated Blue Jays, took a 3-2 lead in the World Series, winning 6-1 last night. Game six will be Halloween night. So right when you get back, go through the kids' candy very carefully, and then the game will be on at 8 p.m., which could be the final game unless the Dodgers have some answers. But speaking of checking the kids' candies, I saw a couple of pieces of this on the news, and this is something that our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, similar things they've been working on, is getting stuff off the shelves that clearly is being labeled and introduced to kids, and it has THC in it. They showed these things like Sour Patch Kids and all these brand stuff, and the artwork and everything is identical.
Man,
I'm telling you,
that is so slimy.
Even things like potato chips.
What?
I haven't seen that like one. Lay's barbecued potato chips.
Usually it was like the gummy kind of things where they would, because it's a similar process in the making.
Right, but so, it's expanded beyond that.
Wow.
And it's like, so that you have to actually look at the labels. They'll say THC somewhere on there, but just be aware. Wow.
I guess they make those so they can sell them, you know, on the side and nobody, you know.
Our thing when we were kids growing up, the big fear was somebody would put something in like an apple.
But you know, I never in my life, in doing research and radio all these years, found a real instance where any of those things happened.
Yeah, it's an urban myth.
Yeah, people would say, take your candy and get it x-rayed at the hospital.
Well,
now your kids glow in the dark. I mean, come on. You know, it's
I don't want my candy irradiated.
No.
It's bad enough for me.
Exactly.
Oh.
So I think most of those things really never happened.
But
this is real. This is real.
So, yeah, this is real. You're going to have to really check it. I don't remember my parents. I had a pretty good eye, so I don't remember my parents having to be. Maybe when I was really little, they went through it. But we went through it because Mary Jane and I, my sister, you know, we would trade stuff. And I would throw those little ugly, nasty candies that are called Mary Janes. Do you remember those? I would like throw them at her, and she goes, "Wait, stop it. Why are you doing that?" And I said, "It's got your name on it. It's yours. Wow. This one, too." And that was how that fight started. She was 3 years older and could pretty much kick my butt. Till I was like 13.
Hand-me-downs were a real pain.
Oh, no, man. I got some cool jeans from her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't going to be able to get any designer jeans.
No.
All right. So what else do we have going on here? Oh, what's your favorite? I was just going to ask you as part of that. What's your favorite candy bar?
Snickers, if it's like a traditional candy bar. But then, of course, you can't beat a peanut butter cup. Just a good traditional peanut butter cup. So those two would be my favorites.
Yeah, I'm Kit Kat.
Which I like.
And I would say maybe Snickers and Reese's probably probably tied maybe for second somewhere in there.
Yeah, those are both yummy.
Yeah, remember when, I mean, I'm so old, I remember when a candy bar was a candy bar. You know, when it was like you ate a candy bar, you weren't going to eat anything else for a while.
No, because you were full. Now there's these micro little things. It's like, pff, that's not
what
a,
was
that's
that?
A snack.
And the quality of chocolate. Yeah, it sucks in most cases.
It doesn't even taste like chocolate.
No. It's kind of a little waxy or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you know how everybody dresses up for Halloween, or many people do, or a fall festival, whatever you're into.
And it's
usually good fun. Now, some of the adult, you know, if you have just adults there, they sometimes they get a little edgy. Okay, whatever. But apparently, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh no.
Yeah, he plays a character every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like he was born a poor black child kind of game. Yeah, like Steve Martin. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I was born a poor black child.
We had talked about this a little bit on the air when it actually happened. He was on a podcast with a couple of former NBA stars, Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes. It's a popular podcast. It's called All the Smoke. So these are two black guys. They're interviewing, you know, Governor Newsom. And, you know the gov, you know, he so badly wants to be like one of the guys, you know? One of the guys, hey, let me tell you about the tough streets, the mean streets of Marin County I grew up in, you know, where the average income was, you know, three times the American average. He talks about his hard scrabble life. He says, it was about paying the bills, man. He says, I was just like hustling, you know? And so I was out there kind of raising myself, you know, turning on the TV. He thinks turning on the TV is like he was left alone. You know, he was abandoned.
Well, he didn't have a remote, so it was difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting obsessed. I was sitting there with Wonder Bread and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, the closest he's ever been to Wonder Bread is actually maybe possibly being called Wonder Bread by those black guys.
Absolutely. Unreal.
Yeah. And he's... And here's the thing. It's like everybody can have their own version. And, you can fudge a story a little bit for dramatic purposes and stuff. And okay. And he's a politician, so you give him a little more. But, I mean, when you find out that his father was like an attorney and worked, and he was a judge at one point, and he worked for Getty Oil. You know, you've heard J. Paul Getty.
Yeah.
We're talking... One of the wealthiest families on the face of the earth, okay? And his father worked for them, and, you know, not as like an oil driller.
Mm-mm.
I mean, which still would have paid well. No, and he after he retired, he was like still like financially advising family members and stuff.
And he fed his child bread and macaroni?
Not just bread, Wonder Bread.
Wonder, see.
Builds strong bodies 12 ways.
Yeah, I can just still see the... A little logo,
yeah. Oh, he had it tough.
Oh, yeah.
Gavin Newsom. He had to raise himself on the mean streets.
They were made of gold, but nonetheless.
What a joke, man.
Oh, he is.
You can't, you know, to thine own self be true. And why are people, why is, and he's not the only one doing it. Well, why are people, like, you're ashamed that you had a decent childhood and your parents did okay? That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
616 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Thursday. It's going to be an awesome day. Chilly, crisp, fall. What are we going to get, around 70 and sunny?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Gotta love it.
Yep. It is 6:22 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know, right before the show, I got some sad news. My friend Betsy Papine texted me to ask me and let me know if I hadn't heard that our friend and longtime advertiser and stuff on the and caller on Bob Rose Show, Darlene Pafalo, has passed away. And she was 83. I don't know any more really details than that. But Darlene was just a sweet and wonderful woman who loved her cats.
Oh, yes, she did.
And she contributed a lot locally, you know, helping Cats Humane Society, all that kind of stuff. She did a lot. And you know, I interacted with her quite a bit. She helped to sell one of our houses and actually purchase another one years ago. And my relationship with her is kind of weird. It goes way back to Port Charlotte, Florida, when I, in high school, worked for a local gas station. And Darlene, I don't remember her husband ever coming in, but she was married at the time, and I think he became a state representative, and he passed away years ago. But she would come in, and she had an account at the gas station. That's
like
why I remember
writing
Pafalo down. And, she was, you know, had her hair and makeup on, you know, just right and all that stuff.
I can imagine.
And it's like it took a while when, you know, I moved up here and all this, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, and I told her that story. She goes, oh, yeah, it's the gas station I used to go to. I'm not sure she remembered me specifically, because I was such a handsome young man then.
Well, I'm sure she would have remembered
it. She would say, wow, you got old.
Yeah.
But
she
was
a sweetheart.
She really was,
wasn't she?
And
yes.
She would record commercials, and Greg was, you know, he would act as the technician for that.
Yeah, I'd kind of help her with them, you know, she'd try to be putting some thoughts together, and, you know, I'd record them for her, put them together, edit them down, and that kind of thing. And she was a client in my wife's business in later years as well. But yeah, she loved her cats, which is why and here's the irony. You and I were just talking about her a couple days ago because I had said, I don't see her car around town.
Yeah, because her license plate said Buffalo, and usually she'd have like a Cadillac.
Well, she had a green Cadillac, so yeah. It stood out, kind of a seafoam green Cadillac. And somebody had asked me about her just the other day as well. But, you know, because she loved her cats, and her whole tagline was that she was your perfect realtor,
yeah.
You know, and everybody knew she was the cat lady, you know. But, yeah, she'll be missed.
Yeah, and I don't know how much family she had locally. I know she had, like, a sister, like, up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So when we weren't seeing her as much, she dropped, you know, she dropped the advertising because I think she was pretty much, retired.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe she's traveling and stuff because, you know, we just, mm-hmm. she was more than just a client. That's
oh,
why
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, I'm not blaming her. It's a two-way street. We could have done a better job of reaching out as well. But you know how it is. Time just goes, you know,
yes.
Time goes by and then all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And so anyway,
she was, what, 83, I think? Is
yeah,
that right?
83, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darlene Pafalo, rest in peace. She was. She was a very, very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we enjoyed the interaction
yeah.
with her. All right. Yeah, kind of a sad note there. And the government shutdown, however.
What day is it, the government shutdown, Bob?
It is day 30.
Okay. All right.
Which is easy since it matches up with October 30th.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't look like there's much movement here. Good news, I guess, the Fed lowered the rate a quarter point. And again, too little, too late. Even, you know, Trump calls Jerome Powell too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that seems to be the case. And they were even, I don't know, I guess one voted to, one didn't vote in affirmative because he thought it should be raised to a half a point.
Right.
And another person didn't vote in the affirmative because they thought there shouldn't be any reduction in the rate.
Okay.
So, and that's very rare, apparently, in the way they do things, the way they manage
right.
these things. That's rare that you would have two people on, really, on the far opposite ends.
But let me ask you something. How much of, because we think, well, people think they're part of the government. They're really not.
No.
How much do you think it comes into play that they just don't want to play well with Donald Trump?
I would bet my paycheck on it that that's a factor.
Okay.
To what degree, I don't know, but I think it is definitely a factor. And if they're kind of on the fence about something,
right.
I think there is some of them, these Fed managers or whatever, Fed presidents in their areas, that would if they could use their vote or whatever to kind of hurt Trump, that mm-hmm. they would.
I mean, because we saw what they were doing at the end of the Biden administration, probably doing anything to help him and help the economy at the time.
Yeah. Well, and the stock market kind of wiggled just a little bit, even
yeah.
though it's in record territory. But that a lot of that had to do with President Xi and President Trump meeting. But it looks like, according to all reports, that went very, very well. I'll share details with that coming up in just a couple of minutes. And you never have to miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Coming up in an hour, our friend Dan DeMarco, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. They're always up to something. They've got a haunted trail this year. I'll let you tell us all about it
mm-hmm.
coming up in about an hour. Erica Kirk last night. Man, this was a huge sold-out crowd at Ole Miss. The University of Mississippi campus. This was a Turning Point USA event that apparently was booked, I believe, before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. So they followed through with this, and the special guest,
yeah.
Vice President J.D. Vance.
That's pretty cool.
And people were very excited. They say they were lined up for a long time to get in there.
Uh,
I, I didn't see an empty seat in the place. She walked on stage, and this is her appearance. I think this is her first appearance, yeah, for Turning Point officially, right. Since the murder of her husband. And she said, it's hard not to cry after watching because they did a video tribute. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you hadn't seen it before, and she hadn't.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that's what you're going to watch before you go on stage and you have to speak to this large crowd? Mm. Not easy. Very emotional. And she handled it. She was steady. She spoke kind of slowly at times, but chose her words carefully. And she did a great job. Said, being on campus right now for me is a spiritual reclaiming of territory. There is a lot of symbolism in today. Hmm. It's Wednesday, 7 weeks. And the more that I'm coming to grips with the permanency of this nightmare, the more that I'm starting to realize and witness that the enemy, he doesn't want you. He wants your territory. He wants your influence. And I could just hear Charlie in my heart. I could hear him say, go reclaim that territory, babe. Go. The battles that God's love conquers. And that's why I'm here today. And, yep, there are a lot of Turning Point T-shirts, Freedom T-shirts there. And then J.D. Vance, he spoke. And he said from the spot, she said she finally saw what Charlie saw every morning. The framed words on the wall, they will be known by the boldness of their faith. Wow. And very stirring.
Mm-hmm.
The vice president, I saw part of it. He was taking questions, kind of in a Charlie Kirk type format. But as far as I could tell, I mean, that legacy is, you know, not just alive and well, but it is thriving and growing. And
whenever I'm out and about, and I saw several when we were up in Myrtle Beach, you know, a couple of weeks ago, people wearing their freedom shirts, and I always would you know, comment and say, hey, love the shirt, you know, and it's just kind of an acknowledgement of, hey, we get it, we're on the same side, love what you're representing there with the freedom shirt.
Very good. All right, a little bit of might have a problem here about about what, how we've labeled things.
Okay,
and
like what?
Well, Sharnavis Arkeem Queen, 35, was arrested locally October 22nd, actually, after he allegedly threw a carjack through the windshield of an occupied vehicle. Ooh. GPD responded. This was 5:20 a.m. The victim was driving away after arguing with Queen when Queen threw a carjack at the victim's windshield, causing $700 in damage. And the officer reported the carjack was stuck in the vehicle's windshield. He was unable to locate Queen at the time of the incident, but a warrant was issued, and he was arrested the next day and charged with aggravated assault. But what do you call that? They already used the term carjacking. Dude, I got carjacked. Really? Wow. Someone stole your car? No, they threw a carjack at me.
I think you're onto something here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I don't know what, yeah. It now we're going to be all confused about what a carjacking is.
But that's a dangerous one either way.
I remember when, like, it was cool if you said, yeah, that car was jacked up.
Now, that's true.
Right?
But if it's in front of your yard jacked up, with a tire
or it's
missing,
on jacks.
Or that's not good either, no. Uh-huh.
But nobody wants a jack through their windshield.
No.
Yeah, you got jacked, dude.
Yeah, see, that's a whole other
jacked
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. So
that's dangerous there. That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's not good. But $700 in damage, I'd be like, hey, Safelite, a truck threw a rock through my windshield. Because in Florida, don't they have to replace it?
Well, they do. It's zero deductible. I'm right. Sure your insurance company is still covering it somewhere along the way.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But yeah, they are zero deductible on windshields. So, Mom's getting one today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, had a rock hit, and so, yeah.
And you weren't driving?
I was.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's when I was coming back from Myrtle Beach, and must have been a quarry somewhere near. Rock truck's coming the other way. Bam! Like, you've got
that.
To be That's when I go, okay, as a car guy, it didn't hit paint. See, that's because then that's a whole other thing of paint and matching. And so the windshield is the better, the lesser of the potential evils of what could have happened.
DHS officer pushes back on NBC report about illegal immigrant arrest. Yeah, this is one of those where when you're told the whole story, it's a little bit different than maybe what NBC was telling us. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here. Time change this weekend. Time change. Fall back. When you go to bed Saturday night, push the clock back 1 hour. Now, when you wake up Sunday morning, you will be right on time. No excuses. Yep. Late for church. None of that. No. Because you've had plenty of warning.
But and yeah, rest, too, with extra hour. You know?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And that, that does occur this weekend. 2025 Bikers on Parade Charity Ride. This is Saturday, November the 8th. It's going to take off from AmVet's Post 88 in Archer. And it's going to end up in Suwanee County Fairgrounds. This is our salute to veterans, really, in the area. And also celebrating the 250th year defending freedom since 1775. Our armed forces. Yep. So, if you want more information, the easiest thing to do is just do a search for Bikers on Parade 2025, and you can get pre-registered, and it is going to be a great ride for an excellent cause. Right. It will benefit American Hometown Veteran Assist, and what do? They assist veterans in their hometowns in the area. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Self-explanatory. I like things like that. Mm-hmm. All right. President Trump said he's cutting tariffs to Chinese imports by 10% after meeting with President Xi, citing progress on trade, fentanyl, and rare earth exports. Anyway, so this is good news. The meeting's the final stop, Trump's Asia trip. So he's already on his way back, I believe. Anyway, this is good. This is good news, and I think the markets reacted at least somewhat to that. Although there's some question about like exactly what, say, the soybean deal is,
right?
For instance, yeah. So you know, not everything is carved out precisely. That's not always how these things go. You know, they got to draw it up and all that. But at least you know, on a handshake, some good things are happening there. Really, that benefits you know both countries. So that's not bad. Oh, and I got a story for you know, you think your life sucks?
Okay.
This is one of those stories. Like, you think your life sucks?
All right, what you got?
This is awful. So apparently, Lauren Craven, 25 years old, was raped by this Hollywood predator. And apparently, you know, she wasn't the only victim, and how this guy really got caught was he actually overdosed. He drugged and killed model Christy Giles and a friend back in 2021. Finally, he was this guy Pierce was sentenced to 146 years in prison. But this woman, Lauren Craven, 25, who's a police officer now, and she joined, part of the reason she joined was because, you know, justice.
Wow, that's
get justice, right?
Inspiration, yeah.
So she hadn't been on the force very long, and she was responding to an accident, a flipped over car, and she was struck and killed by a vehicle last week.
Oh, that is awful.
So yeah, so if you think your life sucks, not so much.
Yeah, that's sad.
I mean, look, she very well could have been accidentally murdered by this creep.
Yeah.
Because two other girls were. You know what he did? He overdosed them or whatever, and then a witness said when asked about it, you know, like, hey, what are you going to do? How come you're not calling 911? Mm-hmm. He goes, well, you know, dead girls don't tell any tails or something like that.
What a creep.
And he dropped them off in front of like a hospital, knowing they were already dead.
Right.
Dropped them off and just took off.
Unreal.
Yeah, really a creep. And then this woman survives that kind of an ordeal, uses it, you know, to motivate her to join law enforcement.
Yeah.
And then she's, again, being a hero cop, responding to an overturned vehicle, trying to help people that are trapped. And she gets struck and killed by a vehicle.
That's a shame.
That is sad. Yeah. That's for, you know, you ever feeling sorry for yourself? Oh, I have to get up so early. Or, oh, I got a dent in my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever we whine about.
Could be a lot worse.
It's like, it's like, snap out of it.
Yeah. What Bob said.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on? Well, you got some of your top headlines. Government shutdown, day 30. And it doesn't look like, you know, the Democrats are... And it is. It's Chuck Schumer shutdown. That's exactly how I see it.
They said no, what, 13 times?
Yep.
Here? Okay.
And I think anybody, you know, with a modicum of logic is going to totally has to agree with that. The Fed came out and lowered the rate a quarter point. You know, one hand it's like, well, it's a step in the right direction. On the other hand, I say, you know, whippity doo da day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not really that big a deal.
And what took you so long?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's. Yeah, and why so little?
Mm-hmm.
Blue Jays are happy. They took a 3-2 lead in the World Series. They won 6-1 last night over the Dodgers. Game 6 will be tomorrow night, 8 p.m., so right when you get back from trick-or-treating, you can you don't even have to make any popcorn. You've already got the snacks that you steal from your children, which we've all done. It's not even called stealing. It's called sharing. And unbeknownst to them, they'll learn the concept.
Secret sharing.
and sit back and watch the game because it has been a pretty exciting series, I have to say. I don't know what the expectations
were. They're keeping it going, so, you know, there's that.
And Greg told me earlier there's a token on the team.
Yeah,
they have a token on the Blue Jay team.
Yeah,
The only Canadian.
Yeah, imagine that. Well, you got to have one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Why Greg hates Canada and all Canadians is coming up next.
But I love Canadian bacon.
There you go.
See?
Now you're talking. Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins in minutes, and you're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.